The story of Helen Keller was powerfully portrayed in The Miracle Worker, the Academy Award-winning film starring Patty Duke and Anne Bancroft, that depicted how a 7-year-old deaf-blind child broke through the silent darkness and learned to communicate. But the events of Keller's adult life, which began at the turn of the 20th century, were no less astonishing. And according to friends and colleagues, Helen Keller comported herself with great dignity.
As often as I was with her, I could never quite overcome in the same room with her a feeling of her presence, almost ethereal. She was usually very calm, never angry.
Think of her as the animal child before her enlightenment.
Anne Bancroft.
Imagine that how she evolved from that to this woman with the most perfect posture, this beautiful bearing. And there was always a smile, sort of, when she asked the questions, and then it calmed when you answered the questions, because she was listening all the time, listening to everything, curious about everything.
I found myself infected with her boundless enthusiasm, with her tremendous vitality and vivacity, with her vibrant good humor.
Interesting thing about Helen Keller is that how sensitive her touch was. Somebody told me that they were at a social gathering and a line formed up to shake hands with Helen Keller. And this friend of hers did it. And then when she left the line, she said to another friend, "Look, I'm going around again and see what happens." And immediately, of all of those handshakes, Helen Keller recognized her touch of her hand.
The hands of those I meet are dumbly eloquent to me. The touch of some hands is an impertinence. I have met people so empty of joy that when I clasped their frosty fingertips, it seemed as if I were shaking hands with a northeast storm. Others there are whose hands have sunbeams in them, so that their grasp warms my heart. It may be only the clinging touch of a child's hand, but there is as much potential sunshine in it for me as there is in a loving glance for others.